News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a top Hezbollah commander has been killed in Beirut. That's according to Israeli military, as Netanyahu warns Lebanon that the strikes will not stop. And Justin Salani, a freelance journalist in Beirut, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Justin. First of all, how have things been overnight?
Overnight, things were quite tense, considering the last 48 hours that we've lived through. There was an attack just south of Beirut, about a 20-minute drive south, in an area that's quite popular. Plenty of people live, but as well a place that people often go to the beach, close to the sea. So in that sense, I think you can say, considering what the people of this country have lived through in the last 48 hours with over 500 people killed, it is a tense period. It is a period and where we don't know, what's to come in the coming hours and in the coming days.
Okay. We're hearing, obviously, Justin, that from the southern border of Lebanon, that people are fleeing, that, Israel has been sending text messages and phone calls, but people, even if they aren't receiving those, are also leaving the region for fear of what's coming next. Are they arriving in a refugee sort of situation to places like Beirut, or do you know where those fleeing people are going to?
Yeah, they're going wherever they can, honestly. I mean, even before Monday, we had 102,000 displaced people in the country. And this is a country of, 4.5 million citizens, maybe a bit more, maybe around 5 million. So they're going wherever they can. In the past months, they've gone up to places where they might have family around the country. Some of those places are now also fleeing. For example, Beirut's southern suburbs had two attacks in the last 2 days. I had a friend call me and tell me that, or message me, in fact, and tell me that her husband was driving around in their town, which is a bit up in the mountain and away from the city, and came across a mother and her daughter just in the street and asked them, where are they going? They said, we have nowhere to go. We don't know anybody. So they said, look, come to our house. But their house was already filled with other family members who had fled, so they were sleeping on a balcony. A number of schools have opened up. This is an impact on the children because,
of course,
school is out for quite a while. Will be out for quite a while. We're not sure how long that will last. University, and this is compounding issues that obviously we face through COVID and other periods. People are going all over. We don't have, I have not seen personally, at least, exact figures for how many people we have displaced, but they've been fleeing the east of the country, the south of the country, and the southern suburbs for the moment.
And Justin, currently within Lebanon, how do people feel about Israel? How do people feel about these Israeli attacks and what's happening to their country?
I don't think anybody would feel positive about this.
Sure.
Or at least I hope not. Obviously, we're a country like any other where there's a wide, healthy range of opinion on many things, and those opinions will vary from actor to actor and from act to act. But 500 killed in a day is just a horrific thing to live through.
The worst day since 1990, I believe.
Absolutely.
The feeling towards Hezbollah within Lebanon, what would you say about that?
I'd say that it's similar. I would say that they enjoy strong support from some sectors, and they also have strong opposition. So there's a wide spectrum there. At the same time, I think it's very important just to say as a point that regardless of, if civilians are supporting them or not, it doesn't mean that they are legitimate targets and deserve to be killed.
Oh, I think no one would argue against you on that point here in Ireland. I definitely would agree with that. Lastly, a lot of people here wouldn't be hugely familiar with Lebanese politics, but as a state, the government is not in a position of power, sometimes referred to as a caretaker government. Do you feel a sense of disarray in terms of, I suppose, the leadership within the country?
This is the money question. how much time do I have this morning? Even in normal times, the government is it's not entirely capable. We currently don't have a president. Like you mentioned, we have a caretaker government. They've tried to do certain acts. They've also done other things. I don't have a lot of time, so I'll just say, they've tried to do some good. They've done some things that are not so good. But we have a very incompetent ruling class in this country, political class. And a lot of that is set up and funded by The EU in particular, you know, just got a $1 billion deal through working with the EU just to stop migration, to try to stop boats leaving the country. So in a way, you know, our rulers that are incompetent, that are not able to do much, are being funded by international actors, including the EU.
Okay.
And so that's what's keeping them there. And yeah, we're they're not able to do much. And even in the best of times, when it's not war,
propped
still
up by
the
international community. Look, thank you very much for that contribution. We do appreciate it. That is Justin Salani, freelance journalist in Beirut.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.